Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, I'm Jess. And depending who you talk to, I'm the social media manager or the digital marketing specialist. And
this is the show to show you how to make your own podcast. This is the show to show you how to make your very own podcast.
Okay, I have a show now. I mean, I've made 9 episodes, so I think I can say with confidence, I have a podcast. My own podcast. Huh. When I was working on this idea in the first place, I talked to my coworker, Jen, the Director of Development and Partnerships for Gen Z Media. I'd love to learn more about what she does. Hey, Jen.
Hi, Jess.
Jen, say hi to the Gen Z Media audience. Hello.
Oh, you're recording, aren't you?
I'm always recording.
Hello, Gen Z Media audience. You know, I'm so used to helping to come up with and develop ideas that this is the first time I've been a part of actually recording a show. So I guess you could say this show is kind of a dream come true for me, literally.
Oh, Jen and I are the only 2 Gen Z Media West Coast employees. We're currently both stuck on the 405.
That's right. Podcasting's become so popular, they now put recording booths into cars out here. They give them out when you get a driver's license.
That's an LA joke. Anyways, Jen, you're on a podcast currently that you helped develop the idea for. Do you remember all those long meetings trying to pick a title, trying to suss out the tone and all that?
Oh, I remember. With this show and with all our others, I work very closely with our own creative team, as well as with outside writers and producers to help bring story ideas to life. From the time a project's just a concept until we hand over the finished scripts to GZM's production wizards, that's the whole development process in a nutshell.
Okay, so my show is like a little different because it's quote-unquote unscripted, but like LOL because we're currently reading off a script right now. It's nonfiction, you know, like we're teaching something. I'm Jess, you're Jen, yeah. So how does development work on a different thing?
So on a TV show, writers and producers work together in what's called a writer's room, where they all brainstorm and form great ideas together. In an entertainment producer's office, development teams come up with their own ideas or work on concepts they already own, and then speak to writers about those ideas. The GZM development department's kind of like a cross between both.
Oh.
So we actually sometimes work together, and sometimes work on our own, and sometimes hire people, and sometimes work internally. And working with writers is actually always really interesting. You never know what they're going to say next. Gadzooks!
Okay.
I may just snort.
So
just
wait.
For the record.
Jen may just snort. So where do the story ideas come from, like, in the first place? Like, where does a story become birthed?
The truth is that great story ideas can come from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We are inspired by articles we read, stories we hear, our own life experiences, and more. Ideas then turn into an outline, and then that turns into a series of scripts. We work on different drafts of the scripts to make sure the characters, plot, themes, and action are all as engaging as they can be and are all ready to record. I love when writers come to us with their own interesting ideas and need help making it into a great story.
Oh, that's cool. I like that they come to you with an idea and then we help grow it and develop it. So what makes a great story?
A great story is one that has a very clear beginning, middle, and end, and that takes a character or a group of characters on a journey that you're super excited to follow them on.
Mm.
You know, that story could be a mystery, an adventure, a real life story, or something made up completely by a writer. You have to have a concept or an idea for your show that makes it different and special. And that sets it apart from any other shows that are out there. And then you have to execute it or write it in a way that helps your concept to shine and shows it off as best as you can.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So with my podcast, it's nonfiction, right? And this is the 10th episode. If I were to develop it farther or further, I think further is the right word for that.
Further, you're good.
Into like
you got it.
A greater vision or a greater story or a bigger ending. Do you have any ideas about that?
So what I love about your podcast, which I've loved from the beginning of it, is that it's such a flexible idea that you can really take us on this journey while you're going on it yourself, that we also get to learn about how to make podcasts. And you already have, with these all these episodes completed already, you already have so much great content. You're teaching the basics of creating audio in such a fun way. What makes your show different and special is you. You bring your own humor, your own stamp on the topic that makes it interesting to audiences.
Of course.
It's true. It's very true. That's why we're all tuning in right now. Unless we're on the show, in which
case,
you know.
Unless we're on the show, in which we're talking.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, some ideas could be, like, you could happen to go on some sort of an adventure while you're recording. We could just be all the more entertained by that. Maybe your idea for episode 11 goes missing and it'll take the whole GZM team to find it.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Maybe you discover secret podcasting powers you never knew you always had. Or you could time travel to the future where you're recording episode 20 and you realize you have to go back and change the next episode before it's too late.
Dum, dum, dum. Time turnery. I like that. Okay, that's cool. That's exciting. I hope that this conversation is helping inspire the listeners to, even if their podcast is quote unquote like nonfiction or interview type, to maybe sit down with their family and friends or just with themselves and journal sort of a beginning, a middle, and an end to their podcast or to their story. Think about the good elements of storytelling and how they can make their story more exciting or more true to the idea itself, how it's presented, you know?
Exactly. And even each episode of a podcast can have a beginning, middle, and end to it. You're introducing a guest, you're going on a journey with the guest and finding out more about them, and then you're bringing it to some sort of a conclusion at the end of the episode as well.
That's such a good structure.
Works within the episode, within the season, and within the whole life of the show.
That rocks. That's such a good point about individual episodes as well. To think about like the rising action and the falling action, you know, classic. Mm-hmm. If there's any language arts teachers listening, I bet they're grinning ear to ear right now. Okay, kids. Speaking of language arts, you know what time it is. It is homework o'clock. That's right. So since every good story has a beginning, a middle, and an end, if your podcast had the same structure, what might that look like? What would you like your podcast to be achieving by the middle or climax of its run? How do you think it should close out? Or should it run forever? Journal your thoughts. It might help you plan for the long term of your show. And it can't hurt to talk to the people around you about those ideas, as long as they're not going to steal them. But I don't think your mom's going to steal your podcast idea personally. So thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you so much, Jess. And thank you for listening, everybody.
Of course. See you in the next meeting tomorrow, Jen. See you on the 405.
See you soon. Honk, honk. That's
honk,
me.
Honk, honk. That's me, honk. Bye. Podcast Title Pending is a production of Gen Z Media. If you're an educator using podcasts in your classroom, visit us at gzmclassroom.com for materials, lesson plans, or to request a visit from a GZM creator. For more great family audio, go to gzmshows.com and follow us on social media at Gen Z Shows. Be sure to follow Podcast Title Pending wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any new episodes.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago, and it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.